Anyways, okay. So today's topic: Hefsid, Hefsid, Ruv, Hefsid, Muad. Right. One concept that comes, especially if you, for some reason, at some point learned Yeridea Kashrus, you'll see every other line is B'makom Hefsid Meruba, B'makom Hefsid Muad. You can be Mekil. It's the notion of Hefsid. So there are two related concepts that you find in Halacha. One is sort of a value statement that you have, which is Torah Chasa Mamonim Shel Yisrael. And the other one is this notion that we're allowed to be Mekil in a context of Hefsid Meruba. Now, one would logically connect these two. We'll see in a second the Rishonim explicitly does, as do many Rishonim, the Zohar Arakia. Not really Rishonim, is he? Whatever. No, he is. Late Rishon, early Achron, whatever.
What were the two that you just mentioned?
Torah Chasa, Amma Manu, it's the first two sources, don't worry about it. And the second is Hefsid Meruba, right? The notion that we are sometimes Mekil in a case where being Machner would cause great financial loss. So, first source, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara says like this, Ha'unakav desas machalav tameh, Chilav tameh, dasuk me derava, marava lamay nechosh lab, chad amar sheshes, chalav tameh nami, so same ode. Okay, well, leaving aside the exact detail of this case, not so important, but why would you be choshesh ve'od, ha'torah chasa mamonon shei Yisrael? The Torah was concerned about the money of Yisrael. Rav, the Isura Daraisa, Ad Amar, HaTorah Chasa Amamonam Shal Yisrael. So the Gemara had suggested being Mekil because HaTorah Chasa Amamonam Shal Yisrael, because the Torah is concerned about our monetary well-being. And then he's challenged, no, HaTorah Chasa Amamonam Shal Yisrael, how could that be in this case? It's an Isura Daraisa. So, you see, immediately off the bat, two things. One is that there's this principle called HaTorah Chasa Mamonon Shel Yisrael, that affects how we paskin. The second thing is that might not apply by Yisurim D'Oraisa. Now, in the Yerushalmi says explicitly this is a complicated case in Trumos. Mai Kidon, Taman HaTorah Chasa Mamonon Shel Yisrael, Hacha Mayit Izla Chomeimar, V'Hacha Yin Mavsido Mamon, Shu Tzarech Ezim L'Sarfo, Zela Asmo, Zela Asmo, Lehefsim Ruba Chashu, Lehefsim Muad, Lo Chashu. So the Gemara talking about a certain case in Trumos, again without getting into details, the Gemara says, shouldn't you be Mekil in these cases because HaTorah Chasa Mamonon Yisrael? The Gemara answers, Lehefsid Meruba Chashu, Lehefsid Muad Lo Chashu. But what you see clearly is that this notion of HaTorah Chasa Mamonon Shel Yisrael translates in Halacha to this notion that we are Mekil in certain circumstances because of Hefsid, perhaps only Hefsid Meruba, only a great monetary loss. And again, based on the first Gemara, perhaps only by Isurim Drabbanan, not Isurim D'Oraisa. Now, in general, HaTorah Chasa Mamonon Shel Yisrael, that phrase itself comes up when we're talking about not like individual Pesachim, but when we're talking about institutions. Mitzvot, both D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, and the Gemara will explain that the reason an institution was set up in a certain way was because God, if it's D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, if it's D'Rabbanan, set it up in a certain way to prevent the Jewish people from losing more money. For example, Yom Daf Mem Daled, the Gemara says, B'chol Yom HaYechote B'shel Kesef, when the Kohen Gadol would do the Ketores, so normally he would use a silver shovel. But on Yom Kippur he would use a gold shovel. And the Gemara wants to know, why do you use a silver shovel the rest of the year? Why do you only use gold once a year? Gold once a year in Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, "Mike Taima HaTorah Chasa Al Mamonam Shel Yisrael." Now, there's a slight problem, though. And this is pointed out in the next two tshuvos here, the tshuva of Me'ava, the Talmud of Noda Behuda, and Noda Behuda. The first one is the question, and his attempt at the answer, and the second one was the Noda Behuda's response to the tshuva of Me'ava's question, is that, on the one hand, you find a value of the Torah and or Chazal being Mekil, or allowing you to do things in a less, let's say, Mehudar way, to protect you monetarily. And yet, you find other cases where the Gemara will say, no, dafka, especially in the Mikdash, you need to do things in the most expensive way, because ein anius b'makom ashiros, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a wealthy place, it's grand, it's like the Bell's shul, right? And you don't cut corners in Bell's, right? You don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. So, one of the problems that the poskim deal with is under what circumstances do we legitimately say atar chasam amam sheyisrael rechosh v'esed meruba, and in one case, in what cases do we encourage you to spend money? So the tshuva me'avas is like this: chakir achas matzinu. I have this following problem, this question I have to ask: that arba pa'amim v'inyanei kli mikdash atar chasam amam sheyisrael, in four places I find that the Torah said that we are makil because Hatorah chazam amon sheyisrael, v'lizman the palik bazeh, no one argues, u'matam, and on the other hand, matzino arba pa'amim bahem, einan yitmak mashiras. And yet, there's another four times where we find that the Gemara says, we could not let you do things in a less expensive way, because einan yitmak mashiras. And they're two opposites. V'nozeachan, in one topic, u'shnei pa'amim, matzino u'plug davazeh. So, the Shuvah Me'ava points out that we have this rule, but it seems to be contradicted by another rule. So the Nozbi Huda tries to deal with the Shuvah Me'ava's question. He says, "Umasha tamata shem mixas mekamos amru ein anias b'makom hashiras v'mixas mekamos mekamos amru atar chasam amun shal Yisrael v'ereisa darke abekivus b'chol mekamos shehuskar behem davar mizeh." Dalecha shemashu muchrach lechivsharis armin beinius b'makom hashiras v'gamda ki kesev lo mikrianius. I won't get into the whole answer, but the Yehuda, for example, suggests that let's take the example we just had before, that every day we used a silver shovel for the ktoras and in Kippur we use gold. So why didn't you use gold all year? So the Gemara says that there chasa amon shei Yisrael. So the Yehuda says, look, there's a difference between saying ein anius b'makom hashiras, and therefore, let's say we shouldn't use gold in Yom Kippur and, I don't know, borrow the dustpan from yeshiva the rest of the year. Right? That's ein anius b'makom hashiras. But silver is not anius. It's not hashiras either, but it's not anius. So the Nozbi Huda basically, and this you should just keep in mind, basically says, look, it's not a contradiction, because yes, Hatorah chasam amon shel Yisrael, and yes, ein anius b'makom hashiras, but there are middle grounds. Right? What Hatorah chasam amon shel Yisrael tells you is that you don't always need to spend the most money possible. And ein anius b'makom hashiras tells you there are certain times when we don't, because of concern of money, do things in the most cheap way possible. But there's a middle ground, which is basically where halacha is. And if you even think back to what we saw before, the notion that lehefsed meruba chashu, lehefsed meruba lo chashu, that we do concern ourselves with great loss and not with minimal loss, the same idea emerges. That we have a principle, the Torah cares about our money, and therefore in certain circumstances that acts as a kula, but not always, because there is an expectation you're going to spend some money, and you're not going to do everything in the most plain way possible. There's a notion of hiddur mitzvah, of doing things nicely, and basically halacha somehow balances between those, between you doing things in a respectable manner, recognizing that halacha costs something, and halacha forcing you to do things in the most expensive way possible. Now, we'll get to in a few minutes is the notion of Hefsin Meruba acting as a way of being machriya and psak. Before we get there, I just want to point out that this notion that the Torah cares about our money is the underpinning to a lot of takanot, a lot of rules that are unarguable. Before we get to the more difficult stuff, for example, davar ave mutar lasos b'chol ha'moed b'lo shinui. We know that there's an isser, either derais or derabanan, to do some form of malacha on chol ha'moed. One of the things you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed is Davar Aved, is if you're going to lose money by not doing a certain business deal or not doing a certain act or whatever it might be, so it's mutter. So there, the motivation, clearly, is a certain recognition that economic needs are legitimate halachic concerns, but there, the notion of Hesed was the goreim, was the motivation for the Takana. Once we get to the Takana, it lives its own life. But that was the motivation for Davar Ha'aved. Similarly, throughout time, it's been the basis of sumptuary laws, of takanot, that were set up at different times to protect people. Mishnah Berurah here has one example. This is Nochel Shabbos. He says Bechavit the Shabbos. Right, there's the mitzvah to be Mechavit Shabbos, and he says Tovlizar Shal Yichos Mishnei Tavshilin. It's good to make sure that you don't have less than two cooked foods at every meal. Gam tov shiochal b'chol suda mishal shudas dagim, and you should have fish at all meals. In lo she nosim lo lefitivo, unless you don't like fish, like I don't like fish. O shesonan, or you hate them. Again, the Shabbos leonig nitain velo litzar, and Shabbos is for enjoying yourself and not causing yourself pain. But if the fish salesman raised the price, you should set up a takana that you shouldn't buy fish for a few weeks. And Berheitev said that it's only worth doing it if the price is raised more than a third. But the Eliyarab and the Prima Gadim say that even if it's less than a third more than its normal price, you should make the takana for poor people. And it's not a bit of Oneg Shabbos, because you could eat other things. But if you bought food before, fish before, so then you're fine. So, the first example from Chol HaMoed is an example from Chazal, of an original formulation of a rule. The next one is just a takana that seems to have happened many times, where the Rabbanan would get together, and they would be gozer, that if people were trying to raise the prices, that no one should buy from them to force the prices down. Even now, Ray Willig, I know in his shul, will not be Masadar Kedushin if people spend over a certain amount at a wedding because they don't want to cause pressure on the other people in his shul. Right? People do this. They set up takanos to protect people financially. The Radbaz is another example, which is very interesting. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Tes, says that there's an Isser Daraisa to test God, with one exception, which is v'chanunia v'zes tzaka, or technically meiser, and then it's a machlokes. Is it only meiser dagan, even meiser ksafim, or all tzaka? That's a machlokes aposkim. But some form of tzaka, either tzaka or meiser, is the exception to the rule that you're allowed to test God. And the Radbaz explains why. Suika tamachrina b'staka sherei lo hutar nisan b'mitzvah min ha-mitzvot ela b'mitzvah staka v'omer selah zel etztaka yeshiyeche v'ni ha-reiz etztaka d'chzeh v'chanunin ha-vazoz v'amayser ha-inu ha-tztaka v'tayim d'milzah b'shem takonis ha-aniyim. And the reason is because God wants you to give staka to help out the poor people. So he allows you to test him on this one to encourage you to give staka. Meaning, I'll give tzedakah if you make me rich, or you make my son live, or whatever. And then he uses that and extrapolates to another case. If the Torah is willing to not impose its rule of not testing God for the sake of poor people, so we should also play this out halachically. Okay, so far, what we've seen is very simple. There's a principle called Hatara Chasam Amamonim Shei Yisrael, which is seemingly related to the notion that we're Mekel in the case of Efsin Meruba. This acts to motivate certain takanos, both in Chazal, later than Chazal, based on the Radbaz, even sort of God himself built into the system certain exceptions because Hatara Chasam Amamonim Shei Yisrael. Despite that, there is some sort of middle ground, which is emphasized by the Node Behuda, that there's some line between not forcing you to spend too much and letting you get away with spending nothing. But that's what we've seen so far. The more important issue with Hefsin Merubah is not these takanos that are set up explicitly for financial reasons, but is the place of Hesed in acting as a factor when we paskin local shailas. And that's the theme of what we've been talking about, if we've noticed. So, if you look at the Meiri frames it. This is the Gemara we saw before in Chulin. He says, Kol Shaba Hara Lifnei Chacham. Any psak that comes in front of a posek, V'esher L'lahati B'revach B'lo Machlokas, and he can be matir it easily, Mishiroi Lismach Alav, And he can do it by relying on normal shitos that are not, it's not even dachok. Ein ra'u lo l'hischasir l'chazer achar chumros yoser midai. You shouldn't be so pious. And look, for chumros, el yichos ha'mamonim shal Yisrael. You should have mercy on the money of Israel. Sha'afa terachasa mamonim shal Yisrael. Because Hashem himself had mercy on the economic stability of Klal Yisrael. K'mosh amru b'toras kohanim v'tziva ha'koheinu fanu es habayis. And one of the examples is that the Torah says that before you declare a house, a bais hamenuga, a house with tzaras, first you clear out all the kelim, so that when you declare the house tamei, they don't become tamei. And the Gemara says, what was the Torah concerned about? By kelim that you won't be able to be mitar and you'd have to break. Im kein chasa amamonam al tsari ayin amamonam shel tzadikim lakoshergei. And if the Torah has mercy on these people who are not the best of people, his house has tzaras, there's a reason for that. Then kal vachomer, a good, frum person comes to you with a shayla, don't look for ways of being machmir. If you can be mekil and protect him financially, so do that. Now, just before we get to really fleshing it out, there are two suggestions by some of the Achronim of how to limit this principle. We already saw the Gemara itself wanted to limit it in case of Daraisa. The Maratz Chayus on that Gemara says like this, Dim onto lavar le'echa lavar alosase chayalas is called mamono. Ulam onto lavar omitzuzase le'inter alas is grachshlish mamono. We know that in general, if someone tries to get you to violate a law, so you have to give up your life, and you have to give up all your money. And this is a pasuk, a drash out of a pasuk. B'chol. What? Thank you. Right, pasuk in Kriya Shema. Even if Hashem took all your money. So for a lo sase, you have to give up all your money. But what's the rule by an ase? If you're doing an ase, you only have to spend a fifth. If someone's trying to get you to violate an ase, so he says a third. So he says, if that's the case, then the same should be true by a Torah chasam amonim shel Yisrael. It should only be a factor by aseis and not by los aseis. V'im kein kan ulakamon as the ma'iri ba'veres los aseis lo shayach a Torah chasa came into Torah chasas amamonu kadesh shelo yavar al iser. And that's how he understands the Gemara in Chulin, that it's not fundamentally a distinction between daraisa and darabanan. It's a distinction between aseis and los aseis. By los aseis, you have to give up all your money. By aseis, you don't. So you can be makil on aseis, you can't be makil on los aseis because of motivations of hefset. The Lakutei Halachos, not Rav Nachman of Breslov, Chabad Chaim's, his parish on Kachim, says, Didavka b'tzibur amrinan shah Torah chasav al yachad rashay lasu shal kesef izav. Dom yedem in gamla shahasu the girl with mizav. He just points out that the notion that institutionally, HaTorah chasav mamonim shal Yisrael, and therefore, as a takana, we won't spend a lot of money, that exists by tzibur. If you personally want to, let's say, be machmir, or you want to be a mahadra mitzvah and spend $1 million on your own private lulav, esrog, whatever, you're free to do that, because that you can spend as much money as you want. The fact that the Torah doesn't force you to is a different story. So by tzibur, we don't let you, because it's not your money. God cares about the collective money of Klal Yisrael, but if an individual wants to spend, so kol hakavod lo. Okay, so now let's move, keeping that general framework in mind, to actually fleshing out the notions of hefsid. What is it? When is it legitimate? How does it affect halacha? And because there's a lot of issues, you'll see, I copied a lot of this Encyclopedia Talmudit, just so you see the issues just written out, and we'll skim through a lot of them, but you can just to see the summary. And like main points, I cut out the original sources, not necessarily ones that Encyclopedia Talmudit itself quoted, but main sources. We'll go through them. Okay. So, Shulchan Aruch says, well, this is the Ramah. V'lo yomar adam, we saw this last two weeks ago. V'lo yomar adam, efzo k'moshe eretz al paskin ha'vrei one, but v'davashish b'machlokes, v'mose kein ha'rezit din sheker, ela im hu chacham gadlo v'yodeh la'achriya b'raya zer shus b'yado. V'im hu baros isr b'heter, and if it's in a isr b'heter halacha, v'hu davar isr d'oraisa, yeilach l'chumra. You should be machmer in d'oraisa, v'davar d'rabanan, yeilach achar ha'mekel, and can be mekel by d'rabanans. V'davka, v'mshneach olkem emin shafen, And this is only if the people arguing are equal. We don't rely on the lesser the position against someone greater than them. Even if there's some pressure. So as we pointed out when we did it 2 weeks ago, the Ramah, there are certain times we can make it on Shas Adchak, however we define Shas Adchak, but one instantiation of Shas Adchak that is more, has more force than others, is this notion of Hefsin Merubah, that there is clear, significant financial loss, then you're allowed to rely even on a minority position, even if the position is a weaker position, because Hefsin Merubah is a, right, God himself cared about it, and therefore if you can justify it, Kula, Hefsin Merubah is a very significant reason to push in that direction. Now, if you look in the next source, however, this is again the Ramah in his Sefer called Toras Chatas, which is on Isra Beheter. It's not quite as simple as I just said. He says this, V'hine it natzelat mi v'davar achad. I just want to tell you something, shelo yechashdani amayin, so that you don't suspect me of being illegitimate. Woohoo. Ki lefamim kasavti lahakel v'hefsin merubah. Because sometimes I say, you should be makel by cases of financial loss. Oh, or I tell you that la'ani b'dara chashuv, that for a poor person you should be mekel if it's important. Oh, l'chavot Shabbos, or I told you to be mekel l'chavot Shabbos. Why do I say that? V'hu mitam ki ba'osan ha'mekomos hayanirali ki heter gamur ali b'dehilchasa. Because those cases, I think, are fundamentally mutter. Rak she'achronim z'malech miru b'davar. But later generations have been machmir. V'lachin kasavti she'bemakam lo efshar yesh lo ha'men ha'davar al-dino. And therefore, when you have to, there's financial pressure, so then I tell you, rely on the Ikar Halacha. And that's what Poskim always do. Because of Amari Mintz, the Chulosav, the Ani, Kolim of Zachal, the Ashir, Ba'arve Shavasas, Shavanein. And the Amari Mintz said that a poor person all year, or an Ashir, even someone who's wealthy, but it's Erev Shabbos. So, it may be that he's wealthy, but he won't have time to replace what it is that he would lose if you paskin lisser. They're equivalent. But the minug is to tell the person who's asking you the question that the reason you're being makil is because of kavod Shabbos, or the reason you're being makil is because he's poor, so it's a special case. So that he won't be shocked that sometimes you're machmir and sometimes you're makil. Then he says, etc. So, on the one hand, the Ramah tells you in Siman Chav Hei that when there's significant financial loss, so then you can rely on a minority position. But it's not because he thinks that position is illegitimate. As the Ramah makes it very clear here, the reason he tells you you can do that is because if a position is really legitimate, and he thinks that's the Ikar Adin, it's just that the minag of Psak has been to be machmir, so then when there's a counter pressure financially, we allow you to rely on the Ikar Adin, and there's no reason to build up Chomra al Gabi Chomra. But the minag of poskim is to frame it in the context of this is Hefsin Merubah, this is Kavod Shabbos, this is Ani, because built into the notion that you say this is the Ikar Halacha, but because I'm not sure about it, I'm going to be machmir. The notion of saying I'm going to be machmir, but sometimes I'm going to be mekil, causes people to think you're being inconsistent, as opposed to realizing that you're just saying, look, this could be right, there's a good chance that it's right, but I'm not sure. And this is an Isser, so we're going to try to be machmir, but if I can't, so I'll allow you to rely on the Ikar Halacha. So we frame it, we explain to people what it is that pressure is that's forcing us to push, as opposed to just saying, oh, this is the Ikar Adin, and in general machmir, we explain that there's a reason to be makil here. So, as you see, for the Ramah, there is a systematic notion that this idea of Hefsed pushes us to, either in the first one, rely on positions we wouldn't normally rely on, or here, and even more systematically, rely on what we think the halacha would be if it weren't for the chumras that have, the accretion of chumras that inevitably build up in halacha. This is parenthetically very important in basar b'chalav taroves in kashrus, which is what Taras Chatz is about, because halacha is here. What people think halacha is here, what people actually do is here. The notion that you could ever trafe anything up is karov lezero. I assure you, if you ever ask me a Yoredei Shaila, you will know that, or any posek, or anybody who's ever learned Yoredei, you'll know the answer is almost always mutter. If it's not, what? Unless they're onions. Unless they're onions. But if it's not, because onions, Dar Harif messes everything up. But, or chilsas. No, that's, they can't mess anything up. It's onion. Onion's the only thing that messes anything up. I assure you. Onions, peppers, garlic. Even that's more makeup, because it's not clear that they're hot. Meaning, Dar Harif. What?
Aren't bell peppers doing another
nut? I did once. Even onions were somewhat makeup on, because we're not sure. It's only a suffix whether it's a Dar Harif. I once almost brought myself to actually buy Devar Charif, because in the Gemara there's one thing which we know is Devar Charif. It's called Chilsis, which in English is Asafotida.
Which is?
Or, no. You can also Google it. It's also called Devil's Dung. It's like an Indian spice, which is deathly. So I found that you can buy Asafotida with a Hechsher, and I considered buying it for my house just to have, and Ura refused. And I was like, you know what, I really don't want this, because like, this could have caused real halachic problems. And then Rabbi Weider was like, where is your sense of adventure, man? And I'm like, Rabbi Weider, do you realize how pathetic we are that our sense of adventure is having Devar Charif at our house? But unless they're Devar Charif, it's very hard. I did at once have a shayla where everything was treif, where the kli was treif, the pot was treif, the spoon was treif, the food was treif. This is very difficult. And there were no onions. It was very hard.
How was it treif?
She took a dairy, a like big spatula spoon, stirred a fleishik pot, like a meat stew, al ha'ish, and then a few minutes later, without thinking, took it and stirred in those tiny little omelet pots, a cheese omelet. So it was pachos mishishim, it was ben yomo, there was mamushus, it was a disaster. So everything was treif. I told her I'm willing. He's like, 40 years of paskening, I've never gotten that shaila. It's like, it's always mutter. We're like, Ashrecha, you got the textbook case. I've never gotten a textbook case, never will again. Anyways. Okay, but the answer is in kashrus, everything is an accretion of... The point is, kashrus, everything is an accretion of chumras, like you have no idea.
So if you ask most poskim, they'll say it's treif, and you have to kashrus.
No, if you ask anybody who knows halacha, it's incredible. Aura is debating what to teach next semester. Like she's teaching Hilchos Shabbos this semester, and then they were debating Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Kashros. And Aura decided on Brachos, because she's like, look, Kashros, worst comes to worst. It's not like they made anything treif. They're keeping kosher, I assure you. There's no chance that they did something wrong. I mean, maybe they did something wrong, but the most they did was they knocked off one of the 18 chumras we built on top of the Darabanan, which protects the Daraisa. The chance of getting near the Darabanan is unlikely, so you might as well teach Hilchos Brachos, which no one understands. I agree with this completely. We won't.
No?
No. It's very hard to trafe it. I assure you it's hard to trafe anything up. I've never seen it happen. Like, except for this one case. I've never... Without onions...
So why is it that... Why would they automatically think
I don't know. Why do people have three ovens? I don't know. Or three sinks. I don't understand. I really don't. It's really hard to trafe anything up. You can talk to Alex. Alex Beshita used one sink in the Heights, like Beshita. He was like very, very, he's like, you can't trafe anything up. What are you doing?
It's not even trafe.
What?
The sink's not even trafe.
No. How often do you take water off out from the fire and pour it on milk so that it hits Iroi Klirishon, which is itself a machlokas? In order for it to be Vadai dairy, you would have to boil the milk inside the sink. This is unlikely.
Microwaves.
I don't want to talk about microwaves.
Super
What?
It can either be super mako or super mako.
Exactly. Microwaves are minakatalkas. I don't know what to do with microwaves. Because you heard me say it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Because someone was asking me this week. You were more than one person asked me. Two people asked me this week. That's fine. Okay. Anyways. So Rama points out that, look, Behes and Maruba, we push and we rely on Ikar Adin, which in Kashrus is really easy, and we don't cause laws. Also, if we need to, we rely on positions, even ones we would normally rely on, to prevent hefsid merubah. Now, again, this is based, as we saw before, on the Tshuva Sarajba, Tshuva Tchila Koldavar Omer Shein Omrim Kedayu Ploni Lismach Alav Bizman Sheyesh Gadol Minyan B'chachum Minyan V'Alach Apsuki Lochan Achar HaGadol B'chachum Minyan V'Fiu B'Shazat Chakin Tzomu G'Nakad B'chachum Minyan V'Chem Ma'akum Achaz Yom Rav Elm Kain Shazat Chak Sheyesh B'Hefsid Merubah Okay Yotze B'Zer. We saw this last week. We don't normally rely on rejected positions, but if there's a Shazat Chak with the Hefsid Merubah, then we do. As we saw 2 weeks ago in the Gemara Nida, So we pointed out that the Gemara we saw 2 weeks ago, the Gemara says, what was the Shazat Chak? It was a famine. And therefore, you want it to be Miko, which shows that the paradigmatic case of Shazat Chak is Hefsid, is financial loss. Good. So now, what is financial loss? When is it legitimate? When is it not? What does it mean? So, here, Encyclopedia Talmudic. Okay, I made your life very easy. I figured, I was like, should I put a 25-page Makoro sheet, or should I summarize things to Encyclopedia Talmudic? And against my better judgment, I gave you the summary. You can always, you know, come to me afterwards and see the Makoro sheets I have on my computer. It's like, there's a difference. So, Bachrat Halacha. And so after setting up that there are certain times that in the Takanot were motivated, the real question is, when you're paskening halacha, when can you rely on a minority position or whatever because of financial loss? So the Gemara says, Yachad HaChalik, Gemara says, the Encyclopedia Talmudit says, Yachad HaChalikim Rabim, V'lo Hochra Halach Yidivet Mi, Sheshaz HaChak Omrim G'dayu HaYachad Lismach Olav. So, Yesh Merisham Mepharshim Sheshaz HaChak Zu Hayinu Sheish Bo'efsim Ruba, which is what we just saw in the Rajba. Some people say, what is the paradigmatic case of Shazat Chak? Hefsid. We talk kach, yish poskim, shiroz yisr v'heter, somchen, afilu chathchila, adver yochid, neged ram, v'shazat chak, shivishu gam kenesim ruba. And therefore, there are some people who think that by yisr v'heter alachos, we rely even l'chathchila on minority positions when there is hefsid ruba. Uper shachronim divrem, shekshiyesh hefsid ruba, zeh shazat chak. However, the question that remains is, when we say you can rely on the minority position, does that mean lechatchila? I mean, if you ask me a shayla, I can ab initio tell you to be mekel, or if someone else, or let's say, I legitimately told you to be mekel because I'm mekel on kashrus issues, and then you go to somebody else who is more machmir, should he uproot what I said or not, or should he say, look, shasat chak, what I said is based on, you know, a minority position, like the Gemara Mefereshet or something like that, which, tamimli in kashrus, that is the das yachid, is the Gemara. Don't worry, kashrus is not nearly as bad as Avelis. Avelis, we just wholesale ignore the Gemara. It's true, it's the scariest thing in the world. I asked four Rashi Yeshiva at NYU. Two of them were like, I don't know. I've struggled this for years. I've never seen an area of halacha like this in my life. And Rabbi Willig is like, I don't know the problem. The Achronim resolved everything.
What does the Gemara say?
What?
What does the Gemara say?
That about, actual halacha for Avelis.
There you go! Yes! Thank you. And how many people tore Kriya when you heard that Rabbi Avadya died? Good. There we go, example. That's Beferish in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. You should have torn Kriya. Like, I actually tried, and like apparently the Achronim, like their power is so strong that my shirt wouldn't rip. I like went straight for my shirt, like pulling, and like just... What can you do? Okay, so some people think that Hefsid Merubah only works post facto. Some people think even at ab initio. Other people say that, look, if you paskin incorrectly by in a case of Hefsid Muad, and then it turned out to be Hefsid Merubah, So then you can rely on the Hefsim Ruba, and you can rely on the Kulab, because now Hefsim Ruba, Koncha Horabitaus, Aladim Shutar, Vaidez and Naga Bahar Beitaros, for example, someone had touched one thing and made it Tameh, so it's not a big loss, and you were Makil, you should have been Machmir, but then he went and touched a million things. So now it's Hefsim Ruba, so some people say you can even be Makil there. The next paragraph, Einom Somchen, we've seen a lot of these things, which is why I summarize it here. Some people say you only rely on it by the Rabbanan. Because you just say, look, the Rabbanan set up the Isser, and they are Mekil. The Yesh Shovrim, and there are some people who said, Rov doesn't apply here. Shav Vizr Doraisa, Som Chal Yachid, B'makam Rabbi, V'shas Atchak, V'asim Ruba. Who are the Yesh Shovrim, Yesh Shovrim? For all of you who paid very, very, very close attention 2 weeks ago. The Shach and Bach. And the Shach thinks that Rov applies of Poskim, and therefore you can't rely on Ishita's Yachid by a Doraisa. The Bach holds that Rove does not apply by Rove Poskim, and therefore you're allowed to rely on a minority position. Next, HaPoskim Achronim Kasvu B'Kamakomas L'Hakal Esim Ruba. They give a lot of examples of where you can be Mekil. Ola Ani B'Dar Chashiv, Ola Chavot Shabbos, Nevi Shav Osim Makomas Hayanir Lehmeter Gamro L'Fi Alacha. This you don't have to remember from last week. You have to go to the top of the page for a source. And who says that we rely on the Ramah? Says Elish Achronim Mechmiru B'Davar, since people are Machmir in the case of Hefsid, we remove the accretions. L'chein Mamakom Shi'afshar Hamidu Adavar Aldino. V'chein Yeshu Kosu L'chein Timsa Gon Shows Her Davar Neged Daito Mitamam Mesibas Ma Al Daito Notchu Etzer Gomor. And you'll see that sometimes people have certain pressures that make them be Machmir, but Mikra Adin they think it's Mutter. Vazim Ba Maita Liado Vashol Huani. And therefore, if someone comes to him and he's poor, Oh, Erev Shabbos, Afil Washi, or Erev Shabbos, Shekavot Shabbos, or Seyuk Din Ani, Matir Lo, you say it's Mutter, Vaminek, Lomar Atam, and the Minog, like Rama said, is to tell him, Lazeb Ibn Ani, Lazeb Ibn Kavot Shabbos, Kadesh Ibn Shalvam, Oser Lefam, Matir. The Kotzer Rishon him, and the Rishon said, Kol Shabbat, Ralef Nechachom, Vesher Lahati, Berebach, this is the Meiri, and Meiri said, if someone comes with a Shadow to you, and without any pressure whatsoever, you can be Mekil, you should be Mekil. Below Machlokas, Mishroilos Mochalav, Ain Roilo, his Chasid, Chazar, Achumros, Yosem, he died. Well, Yochas Monum Shal Yisrael, Shavatera Chasam Monum Shal Yisrael. You shouldn't go out of your way to be Machimir because the Torah cares about the Jews' economic well being. Behind Yeshakazir, Komashish, Ibud Mamon, Machma Safik, Derabanan, Hadavar Pasha, Shil Chayim, Lakabasveko, and other people say that if it's Derabanan and there's a Safik, you should definitely be Mekil. Shinan, Lavin, Mamon Shal Yisrael, Shuvadi, the rights, Misham Safik, Derabanan. Then there's some complicated cases. Shtei kulos. What if you need to rely on two kulos? Not just one kula, but two. Right? Meaning there are two things that we've been machmer on, which make Radin you don't have to be, but Minag Yisrael, Minag Aposkim is to be machmer on two things, and to be Mekel you'd have to, right, backtrack on two different halachic issues. So then, Shukalachim and Enim Utarzim Lebsim Ruba, Im Nizdam Nubi Nechad. So that's Machlokas. Kazar Achronim Shain Lahakal Lebsim Ruba. Vyesh Mitzadim Lomer, but that's Achronim Shabbaze, Yish Lahakal Lebsim Ruba. Some Achronim say you are, some say you're not. Vyesh Kazar Shabbazim Ruba, Bitsiruf Sarach Shabbaz, or Kabar Orchim Maturim Avshte Kulo Shalabsim Ruba. Some people say that once you have to roll back two Isirim, so you need double. You need both Hefsid and Kabar Shabbaz, or something like that. Al Hefsid Mamon. Okay. So that's just a few more issues that come up. The next question you have to ask is, what is Hefsid Rub? Yeah.
When you say Kavod Shabbos, is it like Kavod Shabbos for an Ami? Is that you have the Hefsid, there's an issue of Kavod Shabbos, and there's the Hefsid that if you were to be...
Yeah, meaning like it's an Ani on Erev Shabbos or something like that. Or, I don't know, any case like that.
Okay.
Right? You know, it'll be his food for Shabbos and his leftovers for the week. And he cooks one big roast and it lasts him the whole week. I don't know. Or chicken. Yeah.
This is why the Durabanan's like, even if there isn't
Mahoga? By Suffolk Durabanan, yes. By Vade Durabanan, no. I mean, if it's Vade Usser, you don't. So you're not Mekel.
Like a fluorescent light bulb on Shabbos. Let's say you got a fluorescent light bulb in your fridge and you forgot to turn it off and you have the fridge open and your food's all going to split. So that's kind of a Suffolk Durabanan, right?
Fluorescent light bulbs. meaning like all electricity, yeah. Like,
well,
like,
all electricity like, isn't
except for incandescent light bulbs. All other electricity is
it's not
suffic minhag.
Yeah,
yeah, suffic maybe darabanan. I mean, whatever. Yes,
so
maybe, maybe I could hear a spar like
what's
that.
What's the spar for being like wired to machmir by electricity? Is it's not even a darabanan
Why are you asking me questions that no one has a good answer to on the face of planet Earth? Except for the Chazon Ish. Look, some people think it's Dareisa.
Chazon Ish?
Yes. The Chazon Ish thinks it's Dareisa. Shlomo Zalman has a wonderful tshuva where he shows that this is not tenable in any source. It's a very nice tshuva.
Shabbos be ruined if we have electricity.
I mean, look, that's people. Really, it's because people don't. Like, it might be Darabanan, but really, it's because electricity would destroy everything. And certain things in electricity are Vadai. I don't get involved. I am not at that level of sock where I'm weighing in electricity. But
if you allow people to use incandescent fluorescent lights, naturally will lead to situations. That's not
yeah. No, I, look. If we allowed electricity, Shabbos would be destroyed. So if it's not us, or it should be us, sir. There are many postmen who think it really is us, sir. Rishon Zalman did not think it was us, sir.
Well, they want to be us, sir, before they found a reason to provide it.
Yeah, that might be the case. That might be true. I'm not sure. Electricity scares me because I haven't quite figured it out. When I learned electricity, when I was learning Shabbos, I was really convinced that I was like, "Machon Someh." I asked him this when we went for anyone who went with Shana Bet, not Shana Aleph, and I'm like, "I don't understand. Electricity is mutter, so you want to be machmer generally, fine." But like b'makom sakana, you should just use electricity. I was like, I told him, I said years ago, I don't think their grumma works, but I also don't think it's usher, so it doesn't really matter if the grumma doesn't work. And they were like, I talked to several postkim in YU, and they're like, yes, that is exactly right.
So the whole life work is just darabanan.
No, not really. Meaning there are people who really do believe, like the Chazon Ish or like Rav Asher Weiss also thinks it's daraisa, not for the same reason the Chazon Ish does. His argument is much more plausible. But again. What? Makabe Patish based on a specific understanding of Yerushalmi. We can talk about this later. Anyways. Okay. Electricity.
Yay.
We maybe we'll do that, a shir on that at some point. It's fascinating. I don't understand it at all. Okay. So, I am not advocating that we matir electricity on Shabbos. I'm just saying that I don't know why it's us or like Yerushalmi Zalman. Just so this is on record. Okay. Good. This is the scary thing about having a recorder here. It's like, next thing you know, like, there'll be an article. Jonathan Ziering in Shir on Why You Torah says we should all use electricity on Shabbos.
You know that just got recorded.
What?
Yeah.
Cut that. Good. Okay. I'm fine. So, the next question you have to ask is, what is Hefsim Ruba? How much money is Hefsim Ruba? So, Hefsim Ruba, Shemekilim Boba, Razis Rehatur, Yesh Miestapik, Ulai Shiroki Shir Matan Ruba. Some people just say, look, it's the amount of a large gift. Whatever you consider a big gift is Hefsim Ruba.
So subjective?
Yes. Some people say, look, like by Stamienim it would be a whole barrel. Well, you know, like a cup of wine, not a barrel, yes. If something's in a little bottle, that's a minor one. And some people said, "Mashiru zeh, what is this?" Sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. This is the Masorah, that it's barrel versus bottle. Fine, I'll accept it. But only there. But some people said, "Look, Shahol of a Kasu Aposim, Shekavich al Karnagonis, Viyona Chashavas in Muad, Lochain, Kosu Yosher Mizen." Nechshav Hefsin Meruba. Some people say, look, we know that a chicken is a Hefsin Muad. So it must be anything more than that is Hefsin Meruba. Elish and Mitzadim Lomar says, Angel Ani, but they say it's only for a poor person. Aval Asher call Hefsin Bekeren. Sas Yosef Mishros raise Hefsin Meruba, but for a rich person, more than 1/6 of the capital is Hefsin Meruba. You can actually see it in Ona, and they borrow it from Ona. And so people, basically, many poskim went around and just tried to borrow from other places in Shas. Matana Gidola, 1/6 from Ona'a, etc., etc., etc. But most people argue and they say, pay attention. Are you going to tell me that 1/6 is Hefsim Ruba? 1/6 of what? $10? But if I have $600, so $99 is not a loss. Like, this doesn't make any sense. There is no amount. As much as you think is a Hefsid, It's a loss. Whatever. If you've heard me at some point, you'll know I'm partial to these svaras that are like svara pshuta. Lefi asman amakom, whatever time, place, ha'asher lefi asherov, ani lefi anyo, poor people, rich people, depending on how much money they have. V'chein lefi inyan ara, in yesh b'harbet tzadim l'hakel olo, and you have to weigh how many tzadim l'hakel are there, how many tzadim l'hachmer are there. U'kol shel davar, echad amarba ve'echad amamid uvad she'chavein libo. So basically, there are poskim who take it a very formal notion, but basically, as we've said before, what is Hesed Ruba? You make a call, depending on your time, the place, the person, how much money it is, how much it actually affects him. So you figure out, is it Hesed Ruba? Simultaneously, you have to figure out, well, how much do I have to stretch the normal halacha to be mekil? If I really think it's mutter, but some people are thought machmir. Okay, so a little bit of loss is enough to be mekil. If it's really, really hard to be mekil, and I need to be masarf a lot of kulas, so then it'll be a really, really big hefsid in order to be mekil. Basically, a little bit of common sense. Right? You sort of know what a hefsid is. You know there are different levels of hefsid, and you know that there are different levels of stretching psak. There are things which you think are fundamentally mutter, so those, it doesn't take much pressure, and those that are more difficult to be matir, so you wait for more pressure. And this is the Pesachei Tshuva. This was an important source. I put the original. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva's Har HaKarmel. I am a Tshuva's Har HaKarmel. Ma'ashim avur b'kamadochti l'hakel b'hefzim ruba kamen nekra hefzim ruba v'hevi the Tshuva nachla shiva nosin klauzet v'zeh the hefzid yosem ishtos b'karen mekra hefzim ruba. So this is right, the nachla shiva says 1/6. Who's all cholik alav? And he says that's not true. Not true. Dimkein the mashal madavar shava sheish zubim yev said yosher mizav natir mitam diyish vayim hefs ruva v'im ayadavar yeadavar shava shisha meyav zubim vayev said yeah tzalites zubim neser v'nemar the angel hefs said muad v'im milz the rabbanan kuchuchot tula. And if you think that it's a sixth automatically, as we said before, so you just make psak into a joke because $99 is more of $600 is more of a loss than 1/6 of $10. V'sasar gam shar divrayan nachla shiva sham ve'ela de'ein lezet davar katzuv klal. There is no set amount. Hakol lefi rosinei amore lefi ha'esh v'azman lefi adam she'efsed hu shalo im where you have some ruba mikra have some ruba. It's subjective. Ramosha also v'davar ma nechshav have some ruba v'andai kfar rak v'te rosu b'schei tshuva v'raisa nachla shiva etc. etc. sh'av hezit katan etc. And then he says, look, the mashrish ukar the mechzid olo tircha tzarach litin lo gefayim b'tshuva imkein ap b'tircha v'adash ukar v'zeh le'in l'damas kol makomus. You can't compare all cases v'inei b'shach. Next paragraph, b'kitzer on hagos harazis v'heter mashrad im mafzid k'tzas m'kern v'efsim ruba shakasiv sh'av sh'mafzid kol revach kevin sh'ein ha'mafzid b'kern lo mikra v'efsim ruba. The shach thinks that, look, losing capital is a loss, but losing potential profit is not. Mashma sh'im Mashin Mikaran Af Miktas Hefsim Ruba the Kavanasu Sarak Lomar Mishum Shin Starif Lazekam Hefsid A Rebach Nimloke in Vada in Svaraj Hefsid Ktas Yhajev Hefsim Ruba Ulapela Shilo Hevi Anachal Shiva Piskajiv the Reshach. I don't know why they didn't bring the Shach. I'll call Panam, but at any rate, Chazinan, Shin Lahachimir, Bechashivas Hefsim Ruba. I don't think you should figure it out. Vaikar Lafina Zaidi Bizel, if you omit Ahadam Vazman. It depends on time and place. Mavada is Shalo Yarbiach, Eze Yamim, Lemichyazu, Beish Oni, Yishkamkin, Lahis Yashiv, Hefsid God. And he thinks, look, if a poor person is going to lose all his profit, that is hefsed. Right? He argues on the shach. He said, look, once you say it's subjective, so what difference is it? Losing capital or losing profit? Especially if people have to pay taxes. So if they're going to lose money, it's not like you don't live in zero. Like, you have costs that you need to pay. So if we prevent you from making money, then you're going to have to pay from your savings, and it will be a loss. Right? A lack of profits is a loss. So everybody says that, again, it's subjective. And even the question of, is it principal or is it from the profit? Also, you can be makil, because at the end of the day, everything Even loss of profit is a loss, is a real loss, because life goes on, you have expenses. Okay, now a few more halachos from the here from the Encyclopedia of Talmidim. Some people say, look, if a shayla comes up every day, then even if this particular case is not a hefsid, you should be makil, because if everyone's always going to be asking the shayla, and you have to be makil a lot, at some point it just becomes inconsistent. If, you know, 10 people are going to ask me, I'm going to say, mutter, usher, mutter, usher, mutter, usher, because each one of them, you're richer, you're poorer, at some point it looks like a joke. So a common shayla, if there's a need for the generation, that this time and place, to be makil, so I'm makil even for people who don't need the kula, because otherwise, halacha just sort of becomes completely subjective, and there needs to be some sort of order. Furthermore, then other dunim, dabar shul shul shutfim, what if you have partners, and for together it's a hefsim ruba? Is that a hefsim ruba? Okay, that's a question achlonim. Minias revach, as we saw, the question of losing profit and not capital, is a machlokas. Okay. One interesting point that I do want to bring up, that's the last point here, is the question of who, once you're makil on hefsim ruba, so who is the kula for? So, is it for the person who asked the shayla, or is it for everybody? So, this is a machlokas achronim. And I put here a summary. Basically, the Chassam Sofer says that when there's a heter of hefsim ruba, let's say you are a shochet. So, I give a heter to the shochet to be makil because of hefsim ruba. And I let him, therefore, sell the meat. But other people can't buy it, because for them, they could buy it at a different butcher. So Chassam Sofer is machmir in that case. Right? He's making on the butcher and machmir everybody else. What's the obvious problem?
It doesn't help the butcher.
This is why most poskim are cholik. For example, if you look at the Chuvah Min Chas Yitzchak here, and there's a similar discussion in the Dibrei Yatziv, he writes like this. Then he quotes from a cloaker, two lines on the bottom, this is a question of whether you can make him let a left-handed person write stam, right? Let it write Sefer Torah. So he says, next page, why should other people rely on you? I have no sabik about this. So what's my raya? By agunas, we are mekil. Right? That's the classic case of shasat chak. Right? We have kulas by agunas. Now, if you were to tell an aguna, you're allowed to remarry, but no one's allowed to marry you, as by Meirvachta, right? Nothing changed, right? So obviously, what must it be if we paskin something's akula, it's mutter because of shasat chak? It must be mutter for everybody else, because otherwise you haven't helped the person. So the same is true by financial cases. If you matir to an industrial seller to sell something because to not sell would be hefsin ruba, if you simultaneously told everybody they weren't allowed to buy it, this was a joke. So, Bekasha, Nami Nihidal Yidei, Makom Igun Shazakaka, Balmi Chenel Nasa, Hain Daibin Shal Acheros, because otherwise you tell the husband here, marry a different woman.
What?
Oh, the case here was can a lefty write a Sefer Torah, which is Machlokas. That was the Shaila.
In the end, you yes. Can't.
What?
In the end, can
it? So, it's a Machlokas, Acheronim.
It's a Machlokas, whether a lefty can write a Sefer Torah.
Can't be because it's a sinister.
Because you mean it's a Balmum for a
Kohen. It's easier to write in Hebrew if you're a lefty. You don't like.
Okay, you can argue about this later. You can read the book. There's a book. Okay. Anyways, so Bishoche, Dimchazin, and Zavle, Talia Bey, Yuchon Latiro, Kach, Megolas, etc., Vikasha, Nami, Lama, Laochla, Mishkido, Achraez, Dachrine, the Kamakulas, Mikil, Vichavas, Revs, and Ruva, Chim, Diabad, and Nevdari, Akshira, Kasha, Nidamocher, Revsid, Meruba odi avad lakonim like I have some meruba. Lama yikunim lachadchila. V'chem v'sefer Torah matzino b'poskim kula b'di'avish l'yistava v'gniza. Harei la'olim b'lachadchila avi lami chadzor heim v'savik bracha v'atala v'agrocha. De'ikra basar adam sh'nol v'asavik azlinan. He said, look, if you really followed this, then it wouldn't make sense because you would never really be makel for the butcher because everyone else wouldn't be allowed to eat it. You wouldn't be makel by the sefer Torah because in this case, the left-handed guy may have been allowed to write it, but no one else could make a bracha from it. You might allow the woman to marry, but not the man. That doesn't make any sense. So it must be that, how do we define Hefsid Meruba? The original Shoel. Whoever came to you with the question, we define. Is it a Hefsid for you? Is it not? Once we're Mekil for everyone. But Kevin, the law of Ishazat Chag, Vahutarlo, since for him it was Ishazat Chag, and it's Mutter, Kvar Kam Dina, that is the Halacha. Mutter, Af Lachirim, Af Lachatila, Beheter Gamor. Vim Kain, Achanami, Vizek, Kain, Lal Namatsu, Nisakadin, etc. So I think Svar Pshuta is like that, that when we define Hefsid Meruba, we define it by the person who asked the question, because otherwise, right, it just doesn't help you. Okay, then just two more things here, right? We're Mekel for Shabbos, even if you're rich, we already saw that. We're also Mekel for guests, right? If it's not just your family, but you have guests, we can also, Sir Nachornim will be Mekel. Okay. Okay, we're running out of time here. Fine. Some of these things I won't read inside. The Pesachei Teshuva Reb Moshe here have a machlokas as follows. What if it's not Hefsid Meruba on this item, but it's an item which is part of a set? Translation, china. Losing one plate of china is not a big deal, but right, if you lose the set, it is a big deal. So can you be makil, right, on china? Because look, at some level, each plate costs whatever it is. Let's take an expensive, a medium china, $50, $70. $50, $70 is not the biggest loss in the world, but china is always part of a set. So if I say that a set of china can't be koshered, so it's 12 times the 70, times the bowls, times the cups, times the whatever, so then it's a big loss. But each individual one, if I would ask the shayla separately, would not be a hefsid. So the question is, when we define hefsid, do we look at the whole question together, or each individual object? So, Pesachei Teshuva quotes from Akiva Eiger, who holds that hefsid is only when it's each object individually has a hefsid. Rav Moshe paskins kedavar pashut, that it's considered hefsid even if it's hefsid meruba as a set. One second. And therefore, if you look, there's a famous Shuvay Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe is mekil, that if you have a set of china that wasn't used in 12 months, then you can use certain kulas to be mekil and kosher it, so you don't have to throw the whole thing out, even though it might be kli cheres and you might actually have to throw it out. Yeah.
Why would you ever say that you judge each thing individually? If
I don't know, but Rabbi Kivager does. Look at the Pesachei Teshuva.
Why is he? If the nature of Hesed is based on you.
I assume that's why Ramosha is driven by it, because Ramosha is convinced that it's subjective. It's subjective, right? You look at the whole picture. If you look here, it's Pesachei Teshuva and Ramosha. Okay. Okay. okay, I put here just Rav Ovadia, just as a sort of a running theme through the year. Rav Ovadia used this a lot, being Mekil because of Hatar Chasam Amonim Shei Yisrael. Famously, there's a certain halacha in Hilchos Pesach. It's a machlokas Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Are we machmir what's called Choser V'Neyur? Without getting into what exactly Choser V'Neyur is, Ashkenazim are machmir, of course, and Svardim are Mekil. But there were some Svardi Achronim who were machmir on Pesach like the Ramah. So if you look here in the Yabi Omer, he says, "Ibrat Chazita Lachida Zalbrika Yosef Shekazav Shirov Chom Nagu Kumanim Rechozim Neir Veinam Ochlim Shem Shushim in Pesach Hein Emes Ki Azachla Kazav Menaginu Beiros Elu Kedas Ramah Didavka." They'd only be mamish. We say chozer v'neir. Mash enkim etama olach olach. Chen in lechita filo nivka nizbaka osher matavshel. Chenu chol dini a pesach. Beofen shel in pesach anu ashkenazim. So they got Rav Ovadia angry by saying this wonderful line that by Pesach Svardim should be like Ashkenazim and be machmer and everything. And he said, "No, al pi advar malol raisi is a chamim po ir kadosha divanev zikonein shemar machmer larbas benini pesach." Here I see that people are machmer in Pesach, because of the Ramah's Chumras, Ufiyani is Daiti, Lozu Aderech, Lozu Air, Shatara Chazam Amonu Shal Yisrael, Vitenech Amand Efsherle, Dol Efsherle, Mai, this is not the time, this is not the place. Great for you if you want to be Machamir, but not everyone can. Mechol Arotel Horus Yishko, Badaito, Beshekel HaKodesh, And anyone who wants to be machmir should weigh very carefully. Shamatri v'gal chumra yotzei scharav v'efseido. Because someone who says something is traips when it's not yotzei scharav v'efseido v'aze amru halacha chamor chatarfon. Then is a machmir matriv yafsid. Ukvar be'arnu b'shul yabi omer she'ena moro rashai lifsok halacha neged das moron shekibal norotav. And obviously, part of what drives him is not just the we should be make up by financial cases, but that he wants to paskin like moron. But anyway, that aside, Ravadia, if you look through his chuvos, very much one of the things he fought for a lot was rolling back chumros in favor of Hatorah Chasa Amamonam Shel Yisrael. And if you look at the last one here, also from Yabi Omar Hamura Mikal Amor Shemakom Shetira Poskim Achronim Efsim Ruba Kol Sheyotzah Adavar Lehetzer Mipi Amura Hora Mishum Efsim Ruba Yesh Lakel Gam Chinaz Achach Adavar Efsim Muad. Once you're Mekil, even if it becomes Efsim Muad. Below Od Elagam Vakom Sheloi Efsim Ruba Vahora Or Leiser Amor Leiser Vachach Nas Efsim Ruba Yeta Rova Zukar Nida Nashela Hader Dina Letira. Not only are we Mekil the first time it comes around, but if situation changes. And now you have a kula, go for it. You should make it. Should be matir. Moro rash sheta v'hitir davar sheinu mutter elavef and ruba lo madrin uvda. And if you accidentally were makel on something that you should only be makel on behef and ruba, don't go back. I will be sheinu b'davar behef and ruba kim shemekar alacha yishmakom matir gam shelo behef and ruba. Since most cases behef and ruba, you're relying on what's ikra din. So once you paskin, you paskin. Okay. So to quickly summarize. There's a principle in Torah called Torah Chasam Amonim Shal Yisrael, which translates first into certain Daraisas, Darabanans, Takanos, but it also translates into, in certain circumstances, the how we actually paskin halachos. We saw there's Machloka Shachbach, is it only by Darabanans or even by Daraisas? And presumably it depends on how much of a hefsid it is, how much the counter pressure is, how unlikely it is the psak you're relying on. The Ramaz, a systematic rule, says that when something is me'ikra din mutter, but we have chumras that have built up on it, so then we rely on it either when it's actually financial loss or it's Erev Shabbos, so it's a contextual loss. And then there's a lot of questions, okay, do we rely on Yachid, Rabim, Deraisa, Derabanan, etc.? B'makom, one kula, two kulos. And then we ask the question, how much is Hefsim Ruba? So while there are some people who try to find very, very absolute rules for what is Hefsim Ruba, I think the majority of poskim say that it is whatever is a loss. And again, you have to judge. The more of a loss it is, the more of a kula you can rely on. The less of a loss it is, the less you need to push yourself to find a kula. Then we saw there are other questions. If it's a constant question that comes up and it's going to be a loss for some people, you can even be makel for rich people. Question of shutfin, capital gain versus loss of profits. Then the question of is it mutter for other people? Again, the Chasam Sofer is machmir, but I think Svara Pshuta is that you're makel, because otherwise what have you helped people if you're makel for the butcher but you don't let anyone buy his meat? So I think that's Pashto's. Ruvadia again takes this sort of systematically and tries to roll back chumros when it causes Hefsim Ruba. And then we talked about the Machlokas, the Rebbe Kiv Eger and the Ramoshe. When you look at Hefsim Ruba, do you look at the whole set? Do you look at each individual object? Again, as Matthew correctly points out, once you understand that Hefsim Ruba is basically contextual and how much is actually a loss, the Mistabra sheet is like Ramoshe, that, you know, if it's a loss, it's a loss. I don't care how it got there. Multiple units, the whole thing together. Anyways, it's clear that, look, Hefsid is a factor in Psak, and as we saw already 2 weeks ago, there is some sort of balance when you're talking about cases of Shas Hadchak. The more unlikely a Shita is, the more of a counter-pressure you need to push you to Paskin that way, the more likely a position is, the less the counter-pressure, and that's basically the rule that you see developing, we've seen before in Shas Hadchak, and now in the case of monetary loss. Okay.